Welcome, my friends. This is a guided meditation. Shine your light. Please get comfortable and begin breathing, slowing down your mind and your heart. This meditation is going to be a little different. We're going to call upon your powers to imagine. There'll be a lot of imagery, and it will be more in a story narrative form. But like all meditations, let's begin as you would in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, and inviting this light to be with you. Noticing your breath. Moving in to the heart, that light. And exhaling and chasing out the darkness. Breathing in, slowing down the mind. And exhaling out, chasing out the darkness and those things that may trouble your mind. This meditation comes from the scripture, and the Spirit giveth light to every man that cometh into the world. So in the beginning of this journey, you are given a light, a small spark, like an ember. If you would just imagine you've walked out that door, crossed that threshold, down that path, out the back gate, leaving behind your heavenly home into this journey of mortal life. You look at this spark, this light, this little ember within your hands. You realize you'd never seen such a thing and wondered what you are to do with it. It glows warm, and it seems to be filled with such promises. And you believe that it is meant to be yours for some purpose that you don't understand yet. You also realize that this spark is so fragile and that it will need to be tended and cared for. So you choose to keep it and to take good care of it. Something deep inside your heart stirs and desires this warmth and this light to guide you. Now, if you would, just in this moment, just imagine a path. This is all new territory for you. And the path sometimes is hard to find. It wanders in through deep forest and becomes dark and cold. Other times it's open and spacious, lots of options to choose. You do notice the beauties along the way, maybe the colors, the sky, the earth, the birds, the sounds. All inviting, all a part of this wonderful journey you are on. So you have placed this light into a lantern to carry with you on your journey because you knew the road ahead could be cold and dark and scary at times. And you have fed that spark daily by gathering kindling you find along the path. Recognize that this spark is demanding of your time and attention, and to keep this flame alive, burning bright, is hard work. Sometimes you've wanted to give up, aware of the demons lurking that despise that light, any light, that seek to extinguish all sparks. But you, my friend, that light that is within you is strong. Strong enough to fight them off and protect that light. You'll notice that your words and your songs, when used to encourage, used to bring hope to the spark when it was scared and fearful, increased the flame's brilliance and light, and you notice it begins to grow stronger. You sheltered it from the storms and the dangers that threatened to put it out. You've actually discovered that those winds strengthen and make the ember grow even brighter. And now it's growing in its brightness, light, gathering more light and more light. Soon your light has outgrown the lantern, so you place it on a torch where the flames dance and reach out, lighting your way. The path that once seemed cold and dark and scary has now become clear and bright and familiar to you. Others have also enjoyed the brilliance of your light from your torch, which will pop and small sparks are left and scattered for others to gather and keep. Some who have lost their spark treasure this new spark and pick it up eagerly, while others quickly stomp it out, afraid of what it might be. You breathe in light. Courage to continue on. And it's there that you realize you are traveling with other light bearers, where you encourage and cheer each other on, linking arms, walking forward with faith, lifting the downtrodden and the broken along the way. And now, your little spark has grown into a roaring fire that's warm, inspired, and illuminated, being a light for others who travel with you, feeling the joy that this light brings. And there, you see the summit. You're almost there. Feel the joy and the warmth within your heart at the trail of light you've left behind. All the lessons, so grateful for all the lessons that you've learned by loving a spark into a blazing flame and sharing it with your fellow travelers. Then the day came that your light and you, in a brilliant flash, reach the summit. And there you stand in a perfect brightness, illuminated, shining with this light from your head to your toes, full, joyful, perfect brightness of hope. It is then that your heart and eyes are open and you understand where this spark had come from. And you understand the promises and the reason it was given to you. Let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify God. Remember, you are light, and that which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light and continues moving forward on that path receives more light, and that light grows brighter and brighter until that perfect day. It is here that I will leave you to ponder, and I will see you on the trail.